It'll be a great experience for you.
It's the best experience you've ever had.
Exactly. It's no, a new, it's new experience.
Get ready to experience the hail of Gale.
I have no idea what that means.
I feel ready for whatever the experience is.
Well, let the great experiment begin!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
We have an ugly incident on the verge of happening here this morning on my show. Earlier this morning, I talked with Johnny O, the big star on WAFO 100.5 FM. And he's going on and on about Christmas this and Christmas that and how the old good old days were like. Hey, Johnny! Come on in. Anyway, that's our intercom system. That is literally our intercom system. Thank God we don't have soundproofing in our studios here. Anyway, so he's going on and on about, oh, the good old days when my dad used to beat me with a pine cone or whatever the hell he did. On and on and on. And I'm like, my eyes are glazing over. And I'm going, oh, my God. And I said, and foolishly, I said, why don't you come in here and talk with our listeners about the good old days of Christmas here in the valley where you go down to the talking Christmas tree and it does, you know, whatever they do and this, that, and the other. And he said, fine. So I had set up the entire show. You have no idea the preparation that goes into this thing. I know it doesn't sound like there's any preparation, but there actually is. And I said, okay, well, so we're going to start with Johnny, and so we're going to make sure he's sitting over there. We're going to move the camera over. Our camera is essentially my old iPad as a camera for the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? I told you there's nothing to see here. So I've got everything set up. He has microphone turned on, and he's back over there doing, you know, important Johnny O stuff with Womp FM. Oh, we're the number one station in the valley. We play music. We do all sorts of things. Here's more Madonna. You know, whatever the heck it is. So anyway, so I plan. Oh, here he comes. I shamed him. Have a seat. 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 Hold on. Let me just.
Try not to hurt yourself when you
hear my shirt says.
There you go. Hold on. You get your microphone.
All right. See what my shirt says? Save the four-legged. Make sure they're brought in tonight. I'm just going to be cold.
All right. Great. So you were going on and on. Is this? Okay. That looks good. You were going on. By the way, if you want to actually see Johnny O, you can actually see him right now. Go to the Dimitri profile page on Facebook and look at the Facebook live stream. You will see him also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Johnny O, ladies and gentlemen, all dressed up. Together we stand animal rescue. Together we stand animal rescue. Okay, you need a comma in there. Anyway,
I didn't make this shirt. I bought it.
I can tell. I can tell. So anyway, you were going on and on about the good old days of Christmas when my dad used to beat me senseless and all that.
Well,
tell
them why beat you us senseless.
Well,
but he did.
You were going on and on about this, and
he
so
did.
Go ahead.
Lay it down where the law was. You know, Christmas. Because
right.
I mean,
what problems do you have with Christmas today, Johnny? Because you were going on and on
too
there.
Fast. It goes by too quickly.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah, it's not spent with family and friends, and I mean, just
we got to invite them over to
your
house. You and Kathy have to invite them over. That's why you don't
invite people over.
They don't want to come over?
Well, they do come over, but they don't know when to leave.
Stop serving them that Red Ball or whatever the hell that
fireball.
Drink is. Fireball, whatever
that's
the hell
right.
that thing
that's
is.
Right, you know.
Anyway, so, but you were going on and on about how kids with the phones these days.
Yeah, well, the kids just sit there now. They don't have conversations anymore. Our grandkids does the same thing when we're out. You know, you got to turn the phone on. Oh, we got to turn the phone on. They're getting a little rowdy. You know, we got to calm them down a little bit.
You got to
My old man
me.
Took us into the bathroom at the restaurant, wherever we were, and we came out a new person.
What did he do?
Well, you know, come on now.
You're
about 25 years older than me.
Yeah, bite me.
So, yeah.
So anyway, what did your dad do? Tell the listeners what your dad did.
He took us into the bathroom, put us into the stall, and he would grab us by the back of the neck and put us into the stall and say, I've told you to be good out there.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
This was Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I don't care if it was Christmas, it was holidays or whatever.
Oh,
he would he would go off on you.
Oh, my God.
But we came out a better person. We did. We were quiet and we were, you know.
How old were you? 15?
No. This was back when I was like, I remember like four. I can remember back to I was like four.
What was your earliest memory of Christmas here in the valley?
Here in the valley is when we would get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Mom and dad were probably just going to bed.
Yeah.
And long story short, we would have to somewhat with my dad. Dad did. He put a lock on the door.
What?
That there was a door that led out to the living room.
Yeah.
And from our bedrooms. Yeah. And he put a clasp on it. You know, one of those. The old days where they screwed that little eye hook in and they had a little hook on it and it went into the...
Oh, my God.
So he would... No, he would didn't want us out there without them being out there because he liked to take a lot of photos. My old man was a big photo guy. I mean, he would lay out... Christmas was his deal. I mean, he'd lay out an HO train and Plasticville and a tree and all this. He did all the lighting, those big C7 bulbs that, like, you know, caused fire and... He put angel hair on the tree. Do you remember that stuff?
Angel hair?
You don't remember angel
hair? No. What is that?
It looked like a flock tree when you flock them, but it was like angel hair, and the lights would glow through the angel hair. It was kind of like a Santa's beard type deal.
Oh, my
God.
And
he put one of those cardboard fireplaces up, remember, with the flicker bulb in it? You remember those? Come on, now. Remember the flicker bulb fireplace? And you would hang the stockings from there.
I thought I was the only one that had deprived childhood.
I do remember one time, though, at Christmas that he was... This was in the 70s, and we lived on the island. Mm-hmm. And he was putting my bike together out there. And I heard him yelling and screaming, at my mom. Because my old man wasn't very... he's not like me. He's not a tool guy. He wasn't like putting things together.
Yeah.
He always had somebody else do it for him.
Yeah.
So long story short, I heard him out there and I went out and helped him with it. And I was probably like 9 or 10, you know, helped him put my bike together.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
that's
one year,
that's funny.
My brother's birthday was on December 28th.
Yes.
He got a bike and he put no wheels on it and just left it sitting there on the frame. And he said, "You'll get the wheels for your birthday."
Oh my. This explains a lot about who you are.
Oh, yeah.
This really does.
But my old man decorated a lot for Christmas. So, like I said, he put the clasp on the door. So what we started doing is getting a Hot Wheels racetrack. Remember the Hot Wheels racetracks?
Yeah.
And we would stick it up there and we'd pop the lock off and get out there and start playing with our toys because they just probably went to bed. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
God.
And everything was on what it was is Santa put the gifts on the couch and mom and dad's gifts were wrapped under the tree.
Oh, okay.
And whatever Santa brought us, it was on the couch, and then mom and dad's guest was wrapped.
Yeah.
So we were out there playing. And what he'd do is he'd split the couch up. Half would be me and half would be my brothers.
Oh, for heaven. Wait a minute. You got half and your brothers got the other half?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The math doesn't add up here. What?
It was just two of us for the longest time.
Okay. Oh, brothers apostrophe.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you had more than one brother.
No, they did later on. They brought in. I had more children. So, long story short, I always was into records and stuff like that back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's what I would get.
What was your best Christmas gift?
My best Christmas gift.
First
thing that comes to mind was my BB gun.
Really?
From Banoffs. Remember Banoffs? Sporting Goods in Wheeling.
Yeah.
Used to be down where Bernhardt's downstairs.
Oh, my word.
I got a Daisy. BB gun.
Did anybody admonish you saying, "Hey, you're going to shoot your eye out"?
Oh, no. That wasn't even out yet. You know, nobody even knew that. This was back in like 77.
Oh, my
And I used
word.
To get all the KTEL albums. I loved those back in the day, and I'd get KTEL albums.
Your favorite KTEL was?
Favorite KTEL would have to be like Blast Off or...
what was on it? What
Disco
on it?
Mania. They Disco had a bunch of them, yeah. Disco Mania. And I played, and I didn't realize those were all the edited songs. They were like cut real short, and you know, because that's what KTEL did to squeeze all them on an album.
Oh.
They edited the song. An album only plays for 35 minutes on the whole album.
Okay,
40 minutes usually on an album.
So you don't have too many songs then.
No, you can't put 20 songs on there at 35 minutes. If a song's 3 minutes long, 20, 30 songs, 20 song, 22
the
explosive
hits. The math
doesn't
work, yeah.
Doesn't work. So they would edit
explosive
these songs
hits. Explosive hits.
Yes.
Only you.
Explosive hits.
Only you would remember explosive hits.
And they had a version of Layla on there by Derek and the Dominoes.
Really?
And that's a 7.5 minute song.
Yeah.
They cut it down to like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, no. Wait,
they
no piano?
All the piano and all that. you know.
Where's Bobby Whitlock? Where's Whitlock?
It was. But Christmas of 77, 78 was good. And then, you know, and like I said, and then I got into the tradition with my Christmas, with my kids.
Yes.
We would go out on Christmas Eve, and we had a, two sticks with string on them.
Two sticks?
And we, it was the size of Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
And they would put glitter down and reindeer food so Santa could see the reflection of the glitter on the snow.
Oh.
And the girls would walk, and they would all three of them would walk and hold it. And it was the greatest thing of all.
Do you have pictures of that?
Oh, yeah. I got pictures of that.
Post
yeah.
them on Facebook.
I should. Yeah.
Seriously. That's that would be awesome. That
and
would
then
be great.
What I used to do is when Santa would come in, he always, you know, the milk and the cookies would be there. And one year that Santa was there, he left a big stain on the carpet from the soot in the fireplace. The boot was on the carpet, and the girls just flipped out. Because I would set up the like your Facebook, we didn't have iPads.
Right,
I would
set
up the tripod in the corner with the camera going.
Yeah.
And it'd be on just when they came out and saw it, and they saw this big footprint of Santa's
because
he went up the chimney.
Do you have that? Can you post that?
Oh, yeah, I have all
you've
that.
Got, you've got gold here, Johnny. You've got gold. People would eat.
I know, but people don't do this anymore.
Doesn't matter. Well, you're making my point.
I know.
Post it.
Okay.
You've got gold there, my friend. What was the worst Christmas you ever had?
Worst Christmas we ever had.
Biggest disappointment.
I would say when we moved to California.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just no snow, you know. But California wasn't warm like you see on TV with everybody at the beach on Christmas Day.
Right, right.
It's not true.
It's not?
No. It's cold in California.
No.
It gets cold. It's chilly.
Southern California?
Southern California, you're not at the beach on Christmas Day. Let's put it that way.
Really?
It's in the 40s
and
50s. You know what I mean? It's not 70s and 90s degree weather out there.
You shattered my image of California.
Yeah, it's all TV.
Oh,
you know,
man.
When you see chips with this, you know, the bathing suits on. Yeah. You're not walking on the beach on a Christmas Day.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You know,
jeez Louise.
It rains there a lot of rain. Huh. It's miserable. I mean, it's chilly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so.
What's the best gift you ever got for your kids?
Best gift I ever got for my kids?
Oh, yeah, well, they were
that
just.
That would be the Bratz dolls that I had to call that place in
what?
New York and get. What's that F. Schwartz? That
FOA Schwartz, yeah.
Yes, I had to pay big money for these dolls. They were Bratz dolls. It was these dolls that was dressed up and. There was like my daughter wanted the one, I forget her name. I think it was Sasha or something.
Wait, you forgot your daughter's name?
No, my daughters were Shayna, Shelby, and Leah.
Okay.
So I'm talking
the
about
doll.
The doll's name, I think,
say.
Was Sasha.
Okay.
So they only had one in like every seven boxes of Bratz dolls that came. There was like a limited run on these things.
Oh, my.
You know, and that's what she wanted back in the day.
Jeez. So. How many did you buy?
Huh?
How many did you buy?
I bought each of them one, so I had to buy, and it was, and Schwartz knew that, so that place over there, so they charged, I think it was like $70 a doll, because they knew they were, you know, they were hard to find.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. We got about a minute and a half left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about a Johnny O Christmas?
Just go back to what you did as a kid growing up and reinvent it to your kids and your grandkids. I've invented a lot of stuff to my grandkids, traditions that we did, the walking with the sticks, the snow, you know, the reindeer food outside. You're never too old not to believe. You know, you're never too old to say, oh, I don't believe in that no more. I don't believe in Christmas traditions. Always believe. Make it happen.
Oh, that was great. That was. I take back everything I've ever said about you on my show while you're in the other studio where you can't hear me.
That I can just hear you screaming in there.
That was
about it.
Well, yeah, that's our intercom system.
There you go. That is the intercom system.
Thank God we don't have soundproof studios.
I'm telling you, they're not soundproof at all because I can hear. Ah!
Exactly. So. Well, I do that a lot here. I do that a lot. All right, got a break coming up here in about 50 seconds. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. Johnny O. See, ladies and gentlemen, I told you it wasn't that bad. I told you it wasn't going to be that bad.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyway, so I just thought you'd get a kick out of that, because I went in early this morning talking with him, actually pretty much listening. He's going on and on, Christmas Day is nothing like the way it used to be, when in the good old days. And I said, why don't you come on the air and actually talk about this? And to my utter amazement, he said yes. I mean, he's running a show there. It's actually a very popular show. It's very popular, number one. And but he came in to just talk about that, and that was radio gold. That was great. I'd have him for another segment, except he's got to do his radio show on WAP, number one station. But I'd have him come back in here and talk some more about that. This guy was great. Just talking about Christmases here in the Valley as he was growing up. That was great. Share this everywhere, if you would, please. Not for me, but for Johnny. That was gold. All right, fine. Somalis have overrun Minnesota. Oh, this is terrible, and the fraud and everything else. Guess which state has the second most number of Somalis after Minnesota? Take a guess.